Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. I mean, Andrew, this place is, there's a National Geographic picture around every corner here. It's amazing here.
It's amazing. The mountains, the harbor here, incredible.
Yeah, if you ever put Vancouver on your bucket list for visiting, it's amazing here. So anyway, hey, I digress. Let's do some introductions, shall we? Mr. Andrew Price from the World Council of Credit Unions. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Good to see you.
Another country. Yeah, we were counting up the countries that we've interviewed, and we're up to like five now or something like that now. So yeah, so we're going for the record. Whatever that record may be, we're going for it. Or we're just going to set it each time we talk. So how are you doing? It's been a while.
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah?
So happy to be here, and the energy and everybody's coming in is just wonderful.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, this place is huge, by the way. It's
enormous.
A very large convention center, but you guys are going to fill it up because I hear you guys have a record attendance this year as well.
We're at 3,200 and still counting.
Oh my gosh. Well done.
I think it's a record for all time. For
and give the GAC a run for its money.
That's right.
Good job.
Catching up.
Keep up. All right. Good stuff. So any expectations before we dive into the topic at hand here, any expectations this time around? Because we're just getting going here.
Yeah. You know, we have 3,200 people, but also 60 countries are represented. And so, I mean, for me, the sharing that's already happened today, I've had meetings with six different countries already today.
Really? Have you?
Talking on various topics from their areas, the collaboration that's going on, the sharing that's going on. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yep.
Credit unions helping each other out.
This doesn't get much better. Well, and especially on a global level as well, because the thing that I really like about this conference, Andrew, is that I mean, you obviously have people from four corners of the planet, so to speak, but we all kind of have the same issues and the same experiences, but we look at it from different angles or different perspectives, and that's what I find truly fascinating. You can get some really great ideas here.
Oh, that's the different perspectives that you can get from each other. I learned something. Every hour here, I've learned something new from, oh, you do that, and I didn't know that. And it's spectacular.
Indeed. All right, let's get to the topic at hand here because I know you're a busy, busy guy. Let's talk about the recent tour of the International Standard Setting Body. So give us a quick education on what this is all about.
Yeah, we took a group of our members. We had representatives from United States, Canada, Australia, and Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a global capital, but I call it a hike the hill of the International Standard Setting Tours. We had 11 meetings in three countries over 4 days.
Good grief.
Going from Frankfurt, Germany to Basel, Switzerland to Paris, France.
Nice.
And met with the top regulators in the world we met with.
Mm-hmm.
And in Frankfurt, we met with the European Central Bank there, the German Central Bank also, but more importantly there, the International Sustainability Standards Board, which is a new board that's been created to promulgate the sustainability standards. There's really two versions, one for managing climate risk, the other for the disclosures for publicly traded corporations, for how they disclose it for people wanting to invest in those companies. And those are all going to now filter down to the financial sector. And so getting the credit union perspective included in that, we actually met with
That's
one
huge.
Of the board members right before the standards came out to send the message of proportionality and tailoring the regulations, which was very well received, by the way. And one of the board members said, I'm going to make this part of my speech when we roll these out to
make sure
that national level regulators understand we have proportionality built in to tailor the regulations down for when they eventually make it to the credit union. So that was really exciting. In Basel, Switzerland, we met with the Basel Committee, does all the capital standards, and well, they do a whole lot more. And also the Financial Stability Board that really looks at all the systemic issues. We were there under the throes of SVP failing and Credit Suisse.
Oh my gosh.
So that was a very big hot topic for them and getting their perspectives on that and what they're looking at. They're doing a lot of work on cybersecurity issues, the management of third-party vendors, because that's tied into cybersecurity. And if you're buying an app for your system, you know how that, and so cybersecurity is a big topic for them. Yeah. So that we had a lot of discussions around that.
Okay.
Also around...
That could be a conference in itself.
It could be a conference
or just a meeting unto itself, for
yeah,
sure.
And then in Paris, we met with the Tresor, the French Central Bank, but also OECD, which is the Office of Economic Coordination and Development.
Mm-hmm.
They're really a political body that helps allocate a lot of the economic resources through Europe. You actually have ambassadors. We met with the ambassador from the United States to that organization, the ambassador from Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
There and a couple other people within the organization. They do a lot of the political consensus that feeds into a lot of the international standard-setting mm-hmm. bodies. So, hey, are all the countries okay with this before some of these rules come
mm-hmm.
out? And
mm-hmm.
They do a lot of research. They're very big and influential, and so meeting with them to talk about our issues was quite a lot of discussion on financial inclusion and sustainability with them. And so it was really wonderful to get the credit union perspective elevated among those. The in-person meetings are so key. We haven't been doing
those
for a long time.
Yeah.
And so we thought we needed to go in and visit with all the international standards
mm-hmm.
and bringing the representatives from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so now here at the conference, we're bringing back what we've learned from those things, and we have some panels that are going to
Speaking of which, you are a busy, busy guy here. You're talking, you're going to be like on six sessions at least. amongst all your meetings that you're doing.
That I know of.
Yeah, that you know of. Yeah, surprise, Andrew, you got another one. So, oh my gosh, this is one of the ones I saw, you guys are having a climate.
Yeah, sustainable finance is a real...
I know we've talked about that
priority
before.
For World Council.
Climate change
Climate change, what's going on there. We're working on a committee that's going to bring together some of our members from around the world who are doing a lot. Vancity is one of the leaders in the world.
Yeah.
They've been working with the United Nations on some of the disclosures they're working on there. And so we're trying to bring together some group to help us focus on advancing the role that credit unions can play in
mm-hmm.
sustainable finance.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for what we can do to advance the climate goals that all the countries are now agreeing to comply with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the Paris Climate Accords, the United Nations resolutions where countries are agreeing to address it. Credit unions, providing green loans, green finance, all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then also there's the regulatory component that's descending upon us as well. And
mm-hmm.
so how do we disclose the value of that credit union cooperative model and that kind of the social benefits of what they do as part of the ESG and how credit unions can articulate that from the smallest credit union down to the
mm-hmm.
largest one. So all of these topics are, several of the breakout sessions are focused on that.
Fascinating stuff. And how cool is it to have credit unions kind of involved in many of these topics, and many of these global topics as well. So it's really a feather in our cap to be at some of these meetings.
We're ripe for the pickings, I think, to show the banks that how it can do it, how it can benefit society, and our cooperative model is
mm-hmm.
spot
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's right on target for sure. Any other sessions that you, I know there's six of them, but is there another one that you want to share with us that's kind of top of mind? Or?
Yeah, the main one to get a lot of the experience that we had out of the standards that we have an international regulatory update.
Mm-hmm.
Myself and my co-worker, Panya Monford,
along with
Elizabeth Yergubian from the National Credit Union Administration.
Yes.
She's going to be on the panel to really give kind of a national level implementation spin on,
mm-hmm.
we're going to say, hey, this is what happened internationally, here's what NCUA is doing to show that kind of, here's how it filters down perspective. Two more I want to highlight. I also have a breakout on Wednesday with Rodney Hood.
Oh, yes. He's going to be here too as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're
going to
talk
excited.
About digitization and financial inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about this one because Rodney's just a great speaker. I'm just letting
him. He's amazing. Yeah, I know.
Him do
just
his thing.
Wind him up and let him go. He's awesome. He's awesome.
His message on financial inclusion that he has just plays in tremendously to what we're trying to accomplish with the international
mm-hmm.
standard setters and letting credit unions do it. So excited to have him. I'm also excited about a panel we have with Oscar Guzman, who's our chief of party on our project from Peru and Ecuador.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ellie from North Macedonia. I'm sorry, Ellie, I can never pronounce your last
name. Her last name is a tongue twister.
It's long.
But she's a wonderful lady.
She's
my gosh.
Force of nature and
yes.
just a wonderful person in North Macedonia. And what she has done with digitization in North Macedonia is incredible.
Really?
And so Oscar's experience with digitization in the credit unions that he's working with in Peru and Ecuador, he's going to talk about that. And Kelly in North Macedonia talk about how you can use digitization to grow your credit unions. I'm excited about that one because their hands-on experience telling about how it works.
That's what we need. We need that real world
to be shared. So those are some of the highlights.
See, that's another thing that I love about this conference is that you guys are getting real world experience, frontline type experience type of stuff. And it's just, and it's so inspiring, and there's so many takeaways from each of these sessions, especially when it's coming straight from a credit union or some sort of association that's like living it day in and day out. So yeah, it's wonderful stuff here. All right.
Absolutely.
Anything else? I mean, I know, Andrew, we could sit here for another hour and talk about all your sessions and all the responsibilities that you have at this conference, but I know you have quite the agenda here. So
no, just thank you for being here, and I hope everybody tries to go to. We've got like, I don't know, 50 some odd breakout. I mean, if you just go to some, but more importantly, I hope people here just network and talk to each other and learn from each other, because the more we can do that, the better off we all are.
I couldn't agree more. Alrighty, sir, I'm going to let you get going. Thank you so much. Andrew Price, everybody.
Thank you.
From the World Council of Credit Unions, doing some amazing stuff all over the world. Yeah. So thank you, Andrew, as always, for being here, and then all the efforts that you're doing.
Thank you.
For Woku as well. So yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.